Hey, can we just pray before we go forward? Lord Jesus, I ask that as you continue your healing power this morning, your healing touch this morning, that we would be open to what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're in the middle of a series on the vision and core values of Living Christ Church. We've talked about how our vision is connecting people deeply to God and each other in a fun and safe environment. And I hope you're feeling those this morning. And then last week, Jaime talked about how as a church, we desire to serve sacrificially, how we desire to be reconcilers. And this morning, we want to look at the fact that as collectively, as God begins to do the things inside of us that need to get done, that there's healing that takes place. So we desire healing to take place in this church. Healing spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. And then that healing brings about a sense of freedom that most of us have never experienced before. And then that brings about this concept of reconciliation again. That one, we get reconciled with God, and that leads us to a place where we become reconcilers. And I hope you saw that in our skit this morning. And we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 12 this morning. And if you don't have a Bible, we've provided one for you in front of you. It's page 1100. We're going to end the service today in the ultimate visual of reconciliation. We've got some people up here wearing white robes this morning, and we're going to have a baptism at the end. And so as I'm speaking this morning, maybe you did not prep this, but as I'm speaking this morning, as you've listened to what's going on this morning, maybe God is saying today's the day for you to make this step of faith, to not only accept Christ, but then make a public display, an outward sign of what Christ has done inside of you. And we're going to see that at the end. You're going to see this whole passage of healing, freedom, and reconciliation take place in a little bit. So if that's you this morning, and God is prompting you, it's time. Be ready. Maybe you didn't come prepared. It's all right. We got extra clothes and all that kind of stuff. And the water is almost warm. This is what the Word of God says in Romans chapter 12. It says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to the other. We have different gifts according to the grace God's given us. If a man's gift is prophecy, let him use it in proportion of his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." But first, I want to start with living sacrifices, because that's a strange concept. And this is what's going on here in this picture, right? Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, he has brought healing to our souls. So now your body has been healed spiritually. You are his. You are now his. And he has something that he wants to do in and through you. And that's essentially what's going on here. That's a living sacrifice. And this is our spiritual act of worship, or our reasonable response in service. And this is what has taken place. Because of the healing that has taken place in our souls, there is a freedom that comes with it. And out of that comes healing. Because Christ has healed our soul spiritually and transformed us, there is a freedom that comes with that. And as our mind gets renewed, we can attest and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And there's a freedom and comes with trusting God with all our heart, mind, and soul. There's a freedom that comes with it. And the response is really simple. The response is reconciliation happens in my life and the people around me. As I allow Christ to heal me, bring freedom in my soul, and make me a reconciler. I kind of want to encapsulate all this in one ministry that takes place at this church, and it's our healing prayer ministry. It encapsulates all the gifts mentioned there before: service, encouragement, equipping, prophecy. It's all there in this ministry called healing prayer ministry. And what happens in our healing prayer ministry is we attack, or we go after, blocks and barriers emotionally and spiritually that cause a disconnect between God and others. We help those walls get broken down. And it's literally gotten to the point, I want to give props to this team. It's literally gotten to the point where area counselors will send their people to us because there's a block that they're unable to get through. And we deal with the block, and then they get to go back to the counselor, and the counselor gets to help to continue to help them in their process. It's not a once and done, all of a sudden, whoo, all right, great. But if there's a block or barrier between them and God, or them and the people that they interact with, we help them hear from God for the first time. We help them break that barrier. And then oftentimes they go back to the counselor that they've been working with, and all of a sudden those breakthroughs start to take place. And something magical happens. And every single session ends in the person crying, and normally the rest of the team crying, because this amazing thing has taken place. There's a hurt or a wound from a father or a mother or a friend. We get to the root of it. They hear the truth, and they are literally set free, and this freedom comes into their life. And they're able to forgive, and they're transformed, and then they continue in their process of healing. It's amazing. This is not the norm, but we have had people walk in who are on medication and leave and no longer need it. And I'm not saying don't take your medication. Do not hear me say that. But we've literally seen it happen. Because we believe in a God here at Living Christ Church who wants to bring healing, wants to bring freedom, and wants to bring reconciliation to your soul. I love this concept. And do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. And then we're going to move into this section here in a minute that's all about unity. And it seems maybe like an oxymoron, don't conform, but that be unified. And I think, I'm not Webster, but this is what I think. I look at conformity, and it looks like this to me. It looks and acts the same way for the same purpose. Conformity looks and acts the same way for the same purpose. Unity looks and acts differently for a better purpose. Say that again. Unity looks and acts differently for a better purpose. It seems like in the world today, everybody has to come to the same conclusion as everybody else, and somehow that's going to make us all better. But true unity comes from this person and this person and this person seeing the world differently and coming to a better purpose. And I think that takes place when you come to know Jesus the way he desires to know you. Let's keep going. This is the good stuff. And there's a list of great things that come out here. And if you want to write them all out, that's great. I didn't want to put a list up here because your list may look different than my list, but there's a list here that Christ is calling us to. And listen to it. Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Let me just go home and think about that one for a minute. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never lacking in zeal, but keeping your spiritual fervor. Serve the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Don't be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's great, Pastor Jeff. How in the world do I accomplish that? I think for a long time in the church, we like to tell people what they needed to do instead of encouraging people to be. Oftentimes in the past, when you interacted with somebody who came to a church and interacted with God, there was a list of do's. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. Instead of being. And we're calling our people at Living Christ Church to be. We look at this list and my male mind goes, okay, what do I need to fix? Let me find it, let me fix it. And really what we're asking to is to be present. Be joyful with those who are joyful. Mourn with those who are mourning. I see somebody crying, I go, okay, what do I need to do? How do I make you stop? What do I need to do? What do I need to fix? How can I fix it? How can I fix it? How can I fix it? Instead of just sitting there and being with them in their sorrow. Bless those who persecute. Bless and do not curse. I'm a Mets fan. It's a good year for us. It's been a really long time. But this really interesting thing happened in the series against the Dodgers. A guy slid into second, took out our shortstop, and broke his leg. And all the Mets fans in the world united together. We united for one purpose, to hate this man who broke our shortstop's leg. And if I'm honest, and you're friends with me on Facebook, I was reading over this passage and looking over my Facebook wall and reading this passage and looking over my Facebook wall going, yeah, those two don't line up. And I know it's a baseball game. But when the rubber meets the road, if I say I follow Christ, and the first words out of my mouth when I see something like that are hatred for another human being, maybe, just maybe, I'm not allowing the God of the universe to be all he wants to be in it through me. About a month ago, this story came out. I want to close with this because I want to get baptism in. This lady was, her name is Diane Hoffman, and she was at a Tim Hortons, which is a coffee shop in Michigan, and she was waiting in line with her daughter, and she listened to these women behind her making fun of her. They were commenting on her clothes and how much she weighed and the fact that she needed to dye her hair again because her roots were showing, and they were making fun of her and making fun of her and making fun of her. And she's standing there with her daughter, and she just began to cry. If we're honest, our first response would be to turn around and go, "How dare you?" She walked up to the counter, wiped away her tears, bought her stuff and her daughter's stuff, and bought coffee for the women behind her who were making fun of her. I have no idea if this woman knows Jesus, but that is a biblical response. And as Living Christ Church moves forward, and we have our little mission and vision statement in here, if we really desire to change lives for all eternity and to become reconcilers and healers and ascending church, then we have to read this passage in Romans 12, and it has to transform us. For the sake of others. This is the truth. This world is not all about Jeff Salveson. Sometimes I view my world, my life, as a play, and I'm the main character. I'm the most important. And the reality is, this is real life. And you're a main character, 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 and you're a main character. It is not about me. My love must be sincere. I need to get over myself. I need to look at these words. And bless those who persecute me. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be proud. Never repay evil with evil or insult or with insult. Do not take revenge, but leave room for God. And so if we would own this, and we would own this, healing would take place that would lead to freedom, that would lead to reconciliation, that would lead to healing, which would lead to freedom, which would lead to reconciliation, which would lead to healing, which would lead to freedom, which would lead to reconciliation, which would lead to healing, which would lead to freedom, which would lead to reconciliation. How I want you to respond this morning is to no longer conform to the world where we have to be all the same and nobody matters, but be those who are unified from all different points of view, walks of life, under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to bring unity so that we break out of the conformity and we get in this awesome, amazing cycle of healing, freedom, and reconciliation. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, those are just a few impressionable words that I would ask that they would land in a way they've never landed before in somebody's life here this morning. Lord, my prayer is that they wouldn't just be words that came out of my mouth, but they would be real for somebody sitting here this morning, so that they would be willing to break out of that cycle and break into a good, healthy cycle that transforms their lives and those around them. I pray this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.